Mexico's President Felipe Calderón has denied charges that the authorities are collaborating with drug cartels. He said earlier this year that his government has attacked without favor all criminal groups in Mexico. Immigrants from Mexico and elsewhere in Latin America have played a major role in helping New Orleans rebuild from Hurricane Katrina. Many of the workers are undocumented. Sometimes they're paid for their labor, sometimes they're not. Julia Kumari-Drapkin tells us about a group of lawyers trying to get the workers what's owed them.
Cicadas start singing just after dusk in New Orleans. But the workday is just beginning at the New Orleans Wage Claims Clinic.
So were you able to start it based on...
Workers wait to speak with volunteer lawyers about their claims for unpaid wages. And it's standing room only. Honduran Dennis Salgado says he's missed 4 months of pay from a construction job. Salgado says the guy paid him whatever he wanted, and some days not at all. With two babies at home and bills to pay, he came here.
Gracias a Dios de que quien nos...
Thank God they're defending us, he says. Lawyer Vanessa Spinozola is one of his defenders. Behind studded horn-rimmed glasses, Spinozola calculates stolen time.
Okay, so that's 54, so that's 14.5 hours of overtime.
Spinozola brings a fiery Boston Irish disposition to the laid-back shores of the bayou.
Once it is established who is making a claim against him for unpaid wages, capital U, capital W.
She's been working for the wage claims clinic since it started after Hurricane Katrina, and there are no shortages of claims.
Construction workers, restaurant workers, housekeepers. We do have a couple of the oil spill cleanup workers. It's just amazing how the same it is since right after Katrina, really.
After Hurricane Katrina flooded the city, undocumented Latino workers began arriving to help rebuild. With residents displaced, the city needed to begin cleaning up as quickly as possible. Sociologist Elizabeth Fussell says the stage was set for wage theft when the Bush administration temporarily allowed employers to bypass safety, labor, and immigration laws for 90 days.
That definitely sent the signal to employers that this would be an employer-regulated recovery.
In other words, employers could hire whoever they wanted. And when some employers didn't bother to pay their workers, the newly arrived laborers didn't know they had legal options. 5 years later, Spinozola says workers are better informed. They know that several state and federal laws protect them from wage theft, regardless of their immigration status.
Because why wouldn't everybody just hire people that they don't have to pay, right? So the law says, yeah, you have to pay them.
But even with the law on their side, it's not easy helping people like Dennis Salgado. One of the volunteers asks him the name of the company he worked for, but he doesn't know. And he's not exactly sure where the construction site is.
¿En dónde trabajas para estas personas?
Aquí en West Bay.
West Bank.
Ahí en
West Bank.
Algo así.
West We Go.
Uh-huh.
Ah, el trabajo es West We Go.
Spinozola says that employers take advantage of the immigrants' lack of familiarity with the area, and especially their fear of being deported. That's one reason employers feel safe taking advantage of workers in the first place, sometimes forcing them into slave-like conditions and refusing pay. But in court, Spinozola has used that kind of harassment to protect workers.
So if you're helpful in catching the bad guys that did that, then you get this visa.
Thanks to Spinozola's work, 40 men in New Orleans were offered rarely granted U visas. That's a special type of visa generally given to immigrants who've suffered abuse or been witness to crimes. In this case, the crime was their own forced labor. While Spinozola and the lawyers at the clinic are creative when it comes to helping their clients, she says there aren't any special secrets of success, just hard work.
The 13th Amendment of the Constitution outlawed slavery in this country, so there is nobody in this country that works for free.
The evening wears on and the workers keep coming in. A group of 13 hotel workers, children in tow, enter the clinic. They haven't been paid for the past 2 months, but they've got enough evidence to build a good case. Spinozola says thanks to word of mouth, her job is getting easier. For The World, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin, New Orleans.